Day 11, Wednesday, November 2nd, Genesis 12. Genesis 12 1-20 NKJV. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass, when he was close to entering Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, "Indeed I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore it will happen, when the Egyptians see you, that they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you." So it was, when Abram came into Egypt, that the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful. The princes of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. He treated Abram well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister'? I might have taken her as my wife. Now therefore, here is your wife, take her and go your way." So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, with his wife and all that he had. Daily Deep Dive, V1, God tells Abraham to come out of that place, out of that Babylonian system, all of its false worship, and to go to a place that he would show him. This parallels God also telling us to come out of this world, Rev 18-4, and its Babylonian system. In Hebrews 11:8 we are told by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. His faith was outstanding. He obeyed without knowing the details. God often asks us to obey, without knowing how he will work out all the details. If we knew all the details, it wouldn't require faith. Verse 3, contains the tremendous promise, "And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." How was the whole earth blessed through Abraham? It was through the seed, Jesus Christ, of Abraham, Gen 22:18. The writers of the New Testament confirm this as well in multiple places, see Acts 3:25-26, Gal 3:16-29. This promise to Abraham is a foundation through which everything else is built on in the Bible. There were certainly many physical ways that the world would be blessed through this promise, but this promise was first and foremost spiritual. Through Jesus Christ, all who have ever lived will eventually be given the opportunity to join God's awesome family. What a blessing indeed. Verse 4, notice Abraham is 75 at this point. It will be until he is 100 years old before God blesses him with Isaac. Imagine having to wait 25 years for God to fulfill his promise to you.
I gave a sermon on this aspect of waiting on the Lord below if anyone is interested in considering this further. https://www.uc.org/sermon/wait-on-the-Lord or take matters into your own hands. Verse 13. Please say you are my sister.
We learn from Genesis 20:12 that Sarai is Abraham's half-sister. But indeed she is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. Verse 15. It's interesting to me that Sarai is still a looker at this point in her life, as she is at least 65 years old at this point, because we learned she is 10 years younger than Abraham. Gen 17:17. And Abraham was already 75 in verse 4 above. God protects Sarai from a bad situation. The UCG Bible reading program states this about this section. Surprisingly, this chapter that records Abram faithfully responding to God's call also shows him later employing a faithless strategy of deception that backfires. Here we see a pattern repeated throughout the Bible, that it is sometimes hard on its heroes. The Bible shows their weaknesses, mistakes and problems. God knows that we slip up, sin, stumble and make mistakes. Yet he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we repent and admit our sins. 1 John 1:9. God tells us that the examples recorded in the scriptures were written for our learning and are examples for us. Romans 15:4. 1 Corinthians 10:11. While the Bible records the sins and problems of many men and women of faith, it also often shows the consequences of those sins, the problems they and others suffered as a result. It also shows that they were forgiven upon repentance and overcame, and that God considers them righteous, as he will consider us if we likewise repent and overcome.